Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 311 for Thursday, March 17th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $1.50 lower to $5 per ton stronger in volatile trading on Thursday morning. The May contract had been as high as $473 this morning, but is now weaker at $469 per ton. Soy oil was stronger Thursday morning, supported by weakness in the U.S. dollar, as the Federal Reserve reduced the amount of interest rate hikes it has planned this year. Malaysian palm oil closed stronger overnight, which provided spillover support, and strong commercial demand throughout the week added to the gains. But hesitation from the Federal Reserve drove the Canadian dollar higher, which limited gains in canola on Thursday by making it less appealing to foreign buyers. Canola's bias was to the downside in overnight trading, and chart resistance could pressure prices throughout the day. Traders are still concerned about demand from China, which is bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up 8 to 9 cents per bushel, with the May contract up 9 cents at $9.04, as prices were supported by a softer dollar. U.S. soybean area will likely be lower this year as the weather favors corn production, which is bullish. The current projection from the United States Department of Agriculture shows increased soybean area, but a survey of American farmers across 25 states show increased corn seeding. The USDA is set to release more data at the end of this month. Stronger crude oil added to soybeans' gains, but South America's ongoing harvest tempered those gains on Thursday. Corn prices were about 2 to 3 cents per bushel stronger Thursday morning, with the May contract at $3.72. Like soybeans, corn prices were supported by a weaker U.S. dollar and gains in crude oil. Corn prices were able to break out of their trading range on Thursday, but the anticipated increase in acres could push prices back down. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 2 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago May contract up 2 cents at $4.85. A wetter outlook for the U.S. Southern Plains helped support prices, but weak export data from the United States Department of Agriculture limited gains on Thursday. Sales for the week ended March 10th were down 36% from last week and down 35% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.